In today's Mishnah, we're in the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 3rd paragraph of Masechet Eidiot. Mishnah begins, Shoshah Dvarim Rebbe Tzadok Matam V'Chachamim Matarim. So there are three cases in which Rebbe Tzadok rules that the objects are susceptible to Tumah, whereas Chachamim disagree. The first is a Masmer Ashulchani. So to understand exactly what this nail of a Shulchani is. So the Shulchani is a money changer. So one understanding is it's the nail that the Shulchani, the money changer, would place on his chest, and he would use that nail and he would hang scales on that nail. Whereas another understanding is that when the shopkeeper or this shulchani, he would take the door off his shop, if you can imagine, he takes it off and puts it on its side, and he'd use that as the tabletop, and that nail would fasten it in place. So the debate here is really regarding this nail, meaning, is it just a nail? Nails in general are not susceptible to Tumah, that's the opinion of Chachamim, whereas Rebbe Tzadok understands that since these nails are not the regular nail, they serve a particular function, they are susceptible to Tumah. The next case is Aron Shel Grosot. Grosot are merchants who sell pound beans. And what they would do is they'd have a special an Aron, a cupboard, and that would be fastened onto this wagon that they'd pull along that would carry their wares. And once again, we have this debate between Rebbe Tzadok and Chachamim. Rebbe Tzadok says, well, there's two ways of understanding this debate, but one way is saying this, referring to the chest itself, before it's been fastened, according to Chachamim, Rebbe Tzadok, it's a kli, it's a cupboard, therefore it's movable, so therefore it is considered susceptible to Tumah. However, Chachamim understand that no, on its own it's not a kli, it really only functions together along with this agala, with this little wagon that it's fastened onto it, and in that situation, it's not really movable, it's dragged along, or rolled along. Therefore, according to the way the Baal Tanura says, the kli etz ha'asui l'nachet hu ve'eina asui l'tartel, meaning this is a wooden utensil that's really made to be placed on the ground or on this wagon and not to used to move around. And that's why it's not susceptible to Tumah. Another understanding, by the way, that keeps this Mishnah to be arguing about nails. So the question is that's being debated is this nail that really fastens or keeps in place this chest connected to the wagon. The last case is, once again, a nail that's debated. That's Masmer Shel Evan Shaot. This refers to the nail that was used as part of a sundial. So once again, the debate is it just a nail, regular nail, or is it a kli? According to Rebbe Tzadok, it has a function, so therefore it is susceptible to Tumah. Chachamim disagree. Let's now learn the 9th Mishnah. It says, Arba Dvarim Rabban Gamliel Matam V'Cham Metarim. So there were four cases where the Rabban Gamliel rules that is susceptible to Tumah, whereas Chachamim disagree. And a lot of these Tumah Tara cases we're learning, the previous Mishnah, this Mishnah, actually we're learning Masechta Kelim, and they are two consecutive Mishnayot, so... Again, when we're actually learning the whole Masechet in one go, it'll be easier for us to appreciate these principles, but we're sort of thrown in the knee-deep in the sugya, almost at a hit when we learn this Masechet Eidiot. Anyway, so Mishnah says, Arba Dvarim Rabban Gamliel Metam V'Chachamim Metarim. So what are the first is Kisui Teni Shel Matchot Shel Balabatim. So here referring to the metal cover of a traveling box. And there's a sort of a debate here, meaning, what's it even discussion? Why are you talking about this cover? Covers in general are not susceptible to Tumah. They're not considered kelim on their own right. So here the explanation is that if we're dealing with this teni of, say, doctors, well, doctors would take off the cover and they'll almost use it as a surface, as a kli, on its own right to contain the various items. So therefore, that would be defined as a kli and then susceptible to Tumah. However, the debate here is regarding this stum teni, or a teni of bale batim, meaning a regular one. So the discussion is this kisui susceptible to Tumah? Kon Rabban Gamliel, well, it can contain things and can be used for different purposes, so therefore, in its own right, it's defined as a kli. The Chachamim said, no, it's a kisui, it's a cover, it's a lid, and lids are not susceptible to Tumah. The next one is a tului hamagredot. So magredot refers to these iron combs they used to sort of comb their body with in the bathhouse. The talui he's referring to is the chain that was used to hang these magredot off, hang them up. According to Rabban Gamliel, the talui is defined as a kli, whereas Chachamim disagree. So the next one is the third one now, the galmi kli matechet. These are referring to metal utensils that have just been formed, but they still need to be polished off and smoothed off. So they have their final form, it's just the last little bits and pieces haven't really been done yet. Rabban Gamliel says, in that situation, since most of the malach is done, it has to be polished and smoothed off, therefore it's already defined as a kli, it's already acceptable to Tumah. Chachamim, however, say no. Since the malacha of forming this kli has not been complete, it is not acceptable to Tumah. And now the final case is the tavla shenechleka l'shnayim. He referring to a tray that has a rim around it, and it's been broken in half. In that situation, Rabban Gamliel says, well, each half can be used on its own, and therefore it's still defined as a kli, whereas Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say, well, if this tray, once it's broken half, is it really a broken kli and therefore no longer susceptible to tumah? And Mishnah, however, finishes by saying, Modin Chachamim le Rabban Gamliel. Chachamim agree with the Rabban Gamliel, but Tadr shenechlek al hashnayim, if the tray was broken in two parts, that chad gadol, the chad katan, one large and one small, then the larger of the two parts, that would be tamer. In other words, since a majority of this kli is still remaining, it's not considered completely broken, it's still susceptible to toma. However, the smaller of the two parts, then even Rabban Gamliel would maintain that that smaller part would be tahor. It's not. It's basically considered a broken part of a kli. It's no longer considered a useful utensil, and therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. Or if it was tameh, it is not tahor. Those are Mishnah today.